So we're working on the sugya of the mechayev of Karen. We're trying to understand what makes you chayev for Karen. What exactly is it that qualifies something as Karen? And just to remind ourselves, Karen has a couple of unique dinim. One is that you're chayev only chatzi nezek the first three times as a shor tam. After that, muad. But the first three times, you only chayev chatzi nezek, and you're chayev even in rishus harabim. Whereas shein and regel, the other types of nezek by a shor, shein generally understood as that it's for its benefit, and regel that it's orche, it's normal way of going about things. Both of those, you're chayev only in rishus hayachid, but you're chayev always nezek shalim. So just reminding ourselves of that. And we know more or less what Shein and Regel is, right? Shein is about benefit, Regel is about Orche. But what defines something as Karen? And you saw last time, and I put these on the sheet again this time for us to quickly review, that Karen, we find in this first sugya that we're in the middle of, the first few dapim, over and over again, it defines Karen as something that's Kavanaso Lehazik. Right? We said Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, Daf Dala, Daf Hei. Karen is kavanaso lahazik. It's based on your intent to, the animal's intent rather, to damage, right? And that distinguishes it from the other avos. In fact, on Daf Hei, in Source 5, we only have a snippet of it here, but on Daf Hei, the Gemara entertains two possibilities as to whether Karen is stronger than or weaker than the other avos. We saw this discussed in Tosos, and we looked up the Gemara a couple of times ago, and the reason to say Karen is less than the other avos is because it's not muad mitchilaso. It starts off as only tam. You're only chayev chatzi nezek the first three times. The reason to say it's stronger than the other avos is that it's kavanaso lahazik. The animal intends to damage. If it's stronger than the other ones, you can learn it out by kal v'chomer. If it's weaker, you couldn't. That's the discussion there. So on the one hand, we see this repeated theme that Karen is about kavanaso lahazik. On the other hand, and again, this is reviewing from last time, there are indications that Karen is really affiliated or associated with this idea of Mishuneh, something that's unusual, something that doesn't really fit the animal's normal pattern of behavior. If we think about it in contrast to Shein and Regel, that makes some sense, right? Shein is animal doing things for its benefit, which that's what animals do. It's a particular sort of thing animals do. Regel is Orche, acting normally, just walking along the way, doing things that animals habitually do. If it's neither done habitually nor for benefit, that's unusual. So Karen would sort of be the rest. Now, what are the indications that Karen is actually about what's unusual rather than Kavanaso Lahazik? So let's take a look at this inside quickly. Source number 6, the Gemara raises the question of how to understand Chatzi Nezek, right? Why is it that Karen, the first three times, a short tum, that gores another ox, you only pay half damage the first three times? There's two understandings. Itmar, Palganiska, Rav Papa Amar Mimona, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua Amar Knasa. It's either based on mamon meaning the payment corresponds to the crime, right? The payment of even just the Chatzi Nezek is because you damaged or your ox damaged the other ox. You have to pay, and that's what the payment is. Or is it a Knas? You don't really owe money for the damage. It's a penalty that we throw in there. And either way, you have to explain it, right? As the word's going to say, it's a little unusual. Usually, mamon, you pay the full amount of the damage. And knas, you'd have to explain where the knas comes from. So the Gemara goes into this here. Rav Papa Amar Mamona, Kasabar, Stam Shvarim, Lav Bechezka, Shimur Kaimin. Rav Papa thinks it counts as mamon, that you really are paying compensation for the damage, because he assumes your average ox is not considered to be guarded. It's not safe. Oxen aren't safe. Uvadinu debailish lume kule, really should pay everything. It's mamon. The animal is unsafe. You didn't guard it. You should pay everything. V'rachmanahu dechasale da'akati lo yai tore. But the Torah is makil. The Torah has leniency. It has some mercy on the owner, because after all, it wasn't really warned yet the three times. We can't fully blame you, so you only pay chatzi nezek.
The defending ox doesn't need
shmir. The offending ox on this first view does need shmirah, meaning it's not presumed to be shamur on its own, rather it needs the owner to guard it. And that's why if the owner doesn't guard it, he should pay full damage, but we give him a little bit of a break.
Can you read it the other way, like when he's trying to say that stop shvarim don't require shmirah? Like,
That's not, but chezkas shimer means a presumption of being guarded. So, right, chazaka.
A chazaka of requiring guarding.
I mean, that should be something like tzrich and shmira or whatnot. The chazaka is a legal presumption, right? If you say this food is kosher because
last week's. It's a little
unusual. It's really focusing on the halachic status rather than it's trying to tell you something about the ox by telling you something about its halachic status, which is.
You read that whole statement, mm-hmm. assuming instead of seeing that the Gemara that the Rapapa is putting two sides of the same coin, he's actually already explaining why Rachmanu Dechas Alei, because Stam Shvarim. That's why I think it reads.
But when it says Rapapa Ramona Kasavar, what follows is supposed to explain why he says Mamona, right? So that would have to be, if you're explaining why it's Mamon, why you actually owe the money, you have to explain why the owner was somehow irresponsible, right? So I don't see how it would work to flip them. But that's the first side. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Amar Knasa, he says, it's not Mamon, it's not that you actually owe the money, it's a Knas, it's a penalty. Kasavar Stam Shvarim Mechezkas Shimur Kaimi. Your average ox is considered to be guarded, it's considered to be safe. Halachically, right? That's the chazaka. That's its status. Uvedinhu, delola shalim klal, really you shouldn't have to pay at all because oxen are safe. So it's not really your fault. Rachmanu dekansi kihechi delintere lisore. The Torah says pay half damage anyway, not the whole thing. We'll give you a penalty. It's not really your fault, but we'll give you a penalty in order to incentivize you to actually watch your ox. Now, a couple of interesting things here. We may recall that Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Beis connected this sugya to the one on daf hey about whether Karen is stronger than the other avos or weaker than the other avos. Tosfos argued, or Rabbeinu Tam argued in Tosfos, that if Chatzi Nezik is considered mamon, that would correlate with the idea that Karen is stronger than all the other avos. Whereas if you say Chatzi Nezik is only a knas, that would correlate with the view that Karen is weaker than the other avos. But getting to now to our point of indications that Karen is not really about kavanas lahazik, but it's really about mishuneh, about being unusual. Source 7, which is the continuation of the Gemara from source 6, you know, skipping a bunch, the Gemara concludes like the view that chatzi nezik is a knas, palganizka knasa. So the Gemara says v'hashtad de amrit palganizka knasa. Now that we've concluded that chatzi nezik is a knas, right? The really oxen are safe. And really, you should be exempt, but we penalize you a little bit anyway. So based on that, hai kalba de achal imri, a dog that eats a sheep, the shunra de achla tarnigola, or a cat that eats a chicken, mishunahu, that's unusual, that's weird, because that's not the food they usually eat. It is food, right? They are enjoying it, but it's not their normal thing to do. But so that makes it weird, that makes it mishunah. V'lo magvinan bibavel, and since it's mishunah, and since that makes it Karen, and Karen is Knas, and we don't collect Knasos in Bavel, so you wouldn't collect that in Bavel. The Hani Mili Biravri Abba Bazutri Orchehu. Okay, if it's a small chicken, then that is normal, fine. But the point is, our Gemara seems to say that something that seems to clearly benefit the animal, eating, right, animal eats another animal, that's obviously Shane, it's eating it for its benefit. If it's an unusual thing to eat, if it's not its normal food, that's Mishunah. And because it's Mishunah, it becomes Karen. And because it's Karen, you actually can't collect it in Bavel. So this sounds like the definition of Karen. It's not about Kavanas Lahazik. The dog eating the sheep is not just trying to damage things. It was hungry. That's Shane. It should be Shane. And yet, because it's Mishunah, because it's unusual that it would eat such a big animal, we flip it. It's no longer Shane. It now becomes Karen, our Gemara says, and therefore you can't collect it in Bavel. Okay, yeah.
Also,
1 and 2.
Doesn't the fact that Mishunah also mean it's Cheskas Shimur? It means I don't have to worry, I shouldn't have to worry about it.
Right, so in Achinami, really you shouldn't have to pay anything, but you have a Knas to pay half. And that's why, because it's only a Knas, we don't collect that in Bavel, right? But you still have to pay that half Knas. But yeah, you're right. Right, in theory, you shouldn't have to watch it. You shouldn't be responsible for it. But it's a knas that we would impose, but not in Bavel. Yeah.
So the dog that eats the sheep in Bavel, does the owner of the sheep collect anything? You say it's not a knas. Does he collect? Can he collect other mamon? But if you say it's not mamon, then
right, nothing.
The dog walks scot free, and the owner isn't sustains injury in those days, obviously cattle were very expensive.
Right, but you would say is you should watch your sheep, meaning you can't expect if our presumption is that animals are fundamentally safe, it's not my job to watch my dog, it's your job to watch your sheep. Because dogs don't usually attack sheep. If it happens to happen, okay, that's a fluke, and I'll get off the hook in Bavel, because it's only a knas. But I'll tell you...
So he doesn't get anything, the owner of the sheep.
Doesn't get anything. But Tosfos goes a step further. Before we get to Tosfos, actually. Before we get to Tosfos, so we see from this sugya, Mishunah seems to be the primary definition of what Karen is. We see on the sugya and daf, the earlier dapim, Beis Gimel Dalet Hey, that it sounds like it's about Kavanas Ulahazik. So which one is it? It sounds like we have a tension, we have a stira between the sugyos. As I mentioned, the Tosfos and daf Beis, and we're not going to read it inside again, but that's source 9 here, Rabbeinu Tam, and that Tosfos connects between the two sugyos. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to say that there's two different views, there's two different perspectives. One perspective holds that that Karen is really about Kavanaso Lahazik. That's the first sugya on Daf Beis Gimel Dalet Hey. And that would actually say that Chatzi Nezek is Mamon. The other perspective says Chatzi Nezek is Knas, and it's Knas because it's unusual. It's unusual for an ox to damage, right? That's why you're not really responsible, Meikar Adin. And that correlates with the view that Karen is Meshune, right? For the same reason that you're not really Chayev at all, fundamentally, it's only a knas. That also is why it's mishuneh, right? It's unusual. That's why you should be exempt. So Rabbeinu Tam, it connects between those sugyas, and essentially the way he would resolve this, we mentioned this last time, he would say it's machlokas sugyas. The first sugya, the first few dapim, is trying to figure out, if you remember, which of the avos has told us that are lav ki yotze behen. That's Rav Papa. Rav Papa happens to hold that chatzi nezek is mamon. Like, that's his view in our sugya here. Whereas, later on, in the sugya and daf tesvav, chatzi nezek is knas. So, that's one way of resolving the contradiction, right? Different sugyas hold different things, and there's two different perspectives. We'll see how this plays itself out, because Tosfos, on daf tesvav amid beis, source 10, on the case of the dog eating the sheep, right, our Gemara says, if you hold chatzi nezek is knas, and the dog eats the sheep, then you're putter in Bavel. But you'd be chayev in Eretz Yisrael. You're chayev chatzi nezek if you do collect knasos. Tosfos says, what about if you hold that chatzi nezek is mamon? What if you hold the chatzi nezek, you actually owe the money? And, you know, we give you a little bit of a break, but really you should pay everything in general by chatzi nezek mamon. What would you say in that case, on that view, what would you say in the case of the dog that eats the sheep? So Tosfos, source 10 here. V'hash la'amrit palgan is k'knasa. Nire, did davka lemanda amar palganizka knasa? Everything we're saying is only according to the view that chatzi nezek is a knas. Avalamanda amar palganizka mamona. Big chiddush here. Lo mechayev klal. According to the Tosfos, if you say chatzi nezek is mamon, right, generally, chatzi nezek is mamon, and a dog eats a sheep, you're totally exempt. Why? Someone tell me the logic. Why are you totally exempt if a dog eats a sheep and chatzi nezek is mamon? Karen is about Kavanasa Lahazik. Mishun has nothing to do with Karen, according to this view. That's right. That's Tosfos' whole point. If you say Mamon, if you say Chatzin is Mamon, that has nothing to do with Mishun. This is Mishuneh.
This
is Shane, but it's not really Shane. It's not really Shane either because it's in Rishus Harabim. So you're exempt, right? At best, it's Shane. It's in Rishus Harabim, and the fact that it's Mishuneh is irrelevant. Because you have chatzin ezek mamon. That's Tosfos' view. We'll read the rest of it. Lo michayev klal, demi hai tesi. Where should you learn this out from? Demi karen lo asya, de karen orchehu. Distam shvarim lav b'cheska shimur kaimi. Your average ox is unsafe. The hai mishunehu. So for an ox to gore is normal. Because according to this view, chatzin ezek is mamon because karen is a normal thing. Right? Karen is an aggressive, normal thing. This is not an aggressive, normal thing. This is Mishuneh. The Lavurche de Kabbalah Mechalimri. Dogs don't eat sheep. And it's also, and if it's Shane, you're Patrin Rishis Rabbah. Manda Amar Palganizka Knasa. Have you told the Karen, the Tervayo Mishunim Haim. Avagav the Karen, Kavanasa Lahazik. Right? But if you say, like Chatzi Nezek Knas, then this is Karen. Okay, it's a told of Karen. That's an accounting factor. It doesn't really change anything. It's Karen. It's a told of Karen. classical Karen is Kavanas L'Hazik and Meshuneh. But if something is just Meshuneh, that's also Karen, even if it's a dog eating a sheep, which sounds like Shane. But if it's unusual, that's Karen. So that's Tosfos' view, right? You sort of have to choose. You have to choose either your Karen or your Shane. And the most important factor, well, it depends. But if you hold Chatzi Nezek is Knas, as we paskin, all that matters is if it's Meshuneh, it's Karen. If it's not Meshuneh, it's not Karen. Straightforward. And one other case is the case of the snake, of the Nachash. We say a Nachash is Muad Mitchilaso, right? Mishnah says, Mishnah in Source 11, Nachash Muad La'olam. Right? The Nachash, the snake, is always considered warned. Why? Because snakes tend to attack people, right? That's the snake's nature. So when you say a snake is Muad La'olam, which Av Nezikin is that? What's the Av Nezikin of the Shane? What are the options? Shane and Regel. Shane, why would it be Shane? It's with the teeth. It's benefiting. Although we'll see, Tosfos says that that snakes don't actually eat what they bite. So it's probably not Shane, but it might be Regel. Why? That's what snakes do. What's the other option? It's Karen. Why would it be Karen?
Aggressive.
It's aggressive. It's Kavanas L'Hazik. So which one is it? Do we say it's Kavanas L'Hazik and it's Karen? Or do we say, no, it's Urche. It's normal. It's not Meshuneh. It's Urche. So Tosfos weighs in on this, Source 12. Anachash, right? Elu Muadim. La v'chol inyane hezek hashivi Muadim. It's not always considered Muad. I'll call Echad b'midi du Urche. It's not just a snake. There's several other animals. Every animal has its own special types of things where it's considered Urche. Kigon shebazeev v'taraf ari v'daras. Right, a wolf comes and rips up an animal. Ari vidaras, or a lion tramples. Otaraf lehaniach, where it rips it up and leaves it. Aval midi, and that's normal. Aval midi de lav urche, but if it's unusual, going arisha taraf le'achal, the lion rips it up and then eats it, which it doesn't usually do. V'chein shar hezekos de lav urche, anything else unusual, lo havu muadim, ela meshalmim chatzi nezek. Right, this is Tosfos consistent. Right, an animal that acts aggressively, violently, in an unusual way, chatzi nezek, even if it eats it, it doesn't matter. All that matters is it normal or not? If it's abnormal, chatzi nezek. If it's normal, nezek shalom. Let's finish the Tosfos verse, and then I'll take the comment or question. Uvamidi de urchayhu mishalim nezek shalom. If it's normal, you pay full damage, like regel, because it's normal, urchayhu, right? It's urche. That's the way it goes. That's regel. Hainu davka v'chatzar anizak. That's only in private property of Rishus Arabim Pater, but you're exempt in the public domain. Dahavi Shane Rishus Arabim Kedamar Shmuel Bigmara Ari Rishus Arabim Daras Va'achal Pater Rafilu Nachash Shane Nen Amin Shichasa. Right, this is the snake doesn't benefit, so it's not Shane Kedamrina and Perakam the Tanish and his cubs Kolachayus Ein Salah Nachash. All the animals gather around the snake. Va'omros Lo Maha Na Yesh Lecha. Fine, so we know that snakes don't benefit. Mikol Makom Kevin the Urche B'Hachli Havi Kmo Regelu Pater Rishus Arabim. It's Regel to do something normal. And it's Karen to do something abnormal. That's simple. That's the only factor that matters. V'lo havi kmo Karen basar di'yayid. Don't tell me that when we say a nachash is muad la'olam, that a nachash the first time is like a shore the fourth time. Don't tell me that. That's not what we mean. Alfa b'di miskavim l'hazik. Even though it intends to damage. Midechashiv le'gavi achrinei. Because we consider this by other animals, meaning it's not about aggression. Aggression is not the factor that matters. The consistent factor across all animals is it normal or not? Right? If it's what the animal wants to do, that's regel. If it's not normal for the animal to do it, it's Karen. And right, Tosfos says black on white. I don't care if it's Kavanas L'Hazik. If it's unusual, it's Karen. If it's usual and it's Kavanas L'Hazik, like a snake, right? A snake is aggressive by its nature. Doesn't matter, because that's normal, that's regel, even if it's Kavanas L'Hazik. So Tosfos very clearly says that, and he's working within the way we paskin, that Chatzi Nezek is Knas. Because Chatzi Nezek is Knas, that means Karen is defined as Meshuneh. And if Karen is defined as Meshuneh, then you're going to be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek if it's Meshuneh, you're going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalem, but only in Rishus HaYachid if it's Urche, and that's how it is, right? And that's, notice how these cases are opposites of one another. The case of the dog attacking the sheep is Shane, it's Hana'a, right? And it's abnormal. Something that's hana'a, but abnormal, Tosfos says, is Karen. Something that's the flip side, that's normal, but aggressive, the snake, the nachash, normal but aggressive, Tosfos says, is regel, right? If we would have paskined like the shita that chatzi nezek is mamon, would be the opposite, right? If you would paskin chatzi nezek is mamon, then Karen would be all about whether it's aggressive or not. In which case, the snake is aggressive, and that would be Karen. Whereas the dog eating the sheep is not aggressive. That's just Shane, right? So it totally flips our definition of these cases because they have the two opposite factors, right? Classical Karen is both Kavanas Lahazik and Mishuneh. These cases have one, not the other. And that's why they're great nafkaminas, and Tosfos' view shines through very clearly. Yeah?
Two problems or two things that are confusing me. First of all, when you're talking about a snake or you're talking about a lion that comes charging out, any of these, who exactly is Chayav?
If someone happens to own them. If someone happens to own them.
A snake?
Yeah. If not, there's, as you're saying, if not, then there's no one, no one's chayiv. There's no case. Yeah, was there a second issue? Okay, so that's Shitas HaTosfos, that the way we paskin, the Chatzi Nezek is Karen, and Chatzi Nezek is Knas. Karen is all about Mishuneh. And it doesn't matter if it's Kavanos HaLahazik or not. If it's Mishuneh, it's Karen, Chatzi Nezek. And even Chayiv Rishus Rabim, if it's Urche, it's Chayiv only Rishus Yachid, Nezek Shalim. But the Riva, one of the other, one of the other Balei Tosfos, part of the Tosfos school, more broadly, has a very different perspective here. And it comes out in some of the same cases. So source 13, this is on our favorite example with the dog eating the sheep. The Riva Amar. Dafilu lamanda amar. Remember, Tosfos had said that if you say chatzi nezek knas, then you're chayev chatzi nezek in the dog eats sheep case. If you say chatzi nezek mamon, you're totally exempt in the dog eats sheep case because it's in the public domain. It's in Rishus Rabim, and if you say that it's mamon, it depends. Then it would be regel or shane. It would be shane because the animal benefits. We don't care that it's mishuneh. If you hold like the view that chatzi nezek is mamon, and you'd be totally exempt. What does the Riva say? Riva amar da filu lamanda amar palgan iska mamona mikri karen mishuneh. The Riva says, no, don't tell me, Tosfos, that whether mishuneh is a factor or not depends on whether chatzi nezek is mamon or knas. No, even if you say chatzi nezek is mamon, mishuneh is a definitional characteristic of karen. It's still mishuneh. Aval eino mishuneh kol kach sheyei nechshav in tashlum in leknas. There's different levels of mishuneh. There's like super weird, right? The animal's totally safe, and it's so unusual that an animal would gore, then that's the knas view. But even if you say it's mamon, it's still not normal for an ox to gore. There's a reason why it's tom the first three times. It's still not normal. It's still mishuneh. It's just not extremely mishuneh. That's the view of the Riva. What are the implications of this? V'im kein, af l'dvarav matzinu mishuneh shemishalei. Well, if that's the case, if you hold chatzi nezek mamon, that's still considered mishuneh. That means that even though it's mishuneh, you pay me'ikra din, right? You pay me'ikra din, and of course he would carry that over to the dog eats sheep case. Dog eats a sheep, is it mishuneh? Yes. So even according to the manda amar chatzi nezek mamon, you still would pay chatzi nezek. Then he says, "Sorry, ion liyashiv l'shona Talmud hadunaka kalba mishuneh yosem ikarin da alma." So why then does the Gemara give the case of the dog eating the sheep? Why not just give a normal case of Karen? Any case of Karen is Mishuneh. So why couldn't the Gemara just say, a normal case of Karen, we don't collect in Bavel because it's Mishuneh? Okay, he leaves that Bitzarach in. But we see his view is, unlike Tosfos, remember Tosfos says there's Machlokas HaSugyos. Either you say Chatzi Nezek is Knas or Mamon. And that determines whether Karen is based on Mishuneh or Kavanas HaLahazik. According to the Riva, that's not how that works at all. It's not machlokas asugyos. There's one definition. We'll see. It's a little more complicated, so you need to account for both. But there's no machlokas here. Everyone is in agreement about how to define Karen. He certainly says even if you hold chatzi nezek mamon, mishuneh is still part of the definition of Karen. But that leaves us with the question of okay, well, how do you factor in both Mishuneh and Kavanas Lahazik. How do those two work together? So to answer that, we need to look at yet another case. This one even weirder than the other ones, believe it or not. But we're sort of, you know, we're looking at cases that are weird intentionally, because Mishuneh. So source 14 here, Daf Yotez, a couple of Dapim later. And it talks about Yasev Rabbi Yehuda, Nesiev Rabbi Oshia, Akila de Rabbi Yehuda, Nafak Melsim Yibenai. Okay, they're sitting together, they're talking about this sugya. Kishkushab is Nava Mahu. What if the animal wags its tail and damages something? Amar Le Idaf Achiyok Zenab is Nava Vieh. What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to hold the tail? How are you supposed to guard that? Well, if that's your argument, what, are you supposed to hold the animal's horn and guard it? That's, you can't expect, it's not based on whether you can expect it or not, it's based on whether it's necessary or not. Hachi hashta, what is that? Similar, karen lav urche, hot urche. It's not normal for the animal to gore. It is normal for the animal to wag its tail. Since it's normal and it's not preventable, you shouldn't be chayev. V'chimi achar de urche, maimi baile. Well, if it's normal, then what's the question? Then it's just regel. Then it should have the standards of regel. No, kishkosh yaseira mi baile. The question is, if it's really wagging its tail very, very vigorously, then what's halacha? Okay, so that's case number one. That we're not going to focus on. That sets up case number two. Bayer of Ena, Rav Ena says, kishkosha be'amasa mahu. What if the animal is not wagging its tail, but it's a male organ? I said this is an unusual case, and the case did not disappoint. Miam rinan midi dahava a keren. So do we say this is like keren? Why would we say it's like keren? Keren lav yitzra katukifle. Keren, it's, you know, it, the animal is animated by its desires. It's yetzer. The yetzer, the animal, sort of attacks it and it feels its need to aggressively confront others. Hachanami lo shna, this is no different. It's also the animal's desire that not its hana'a, right? There seems to be a distinction here between yetzer and hana. Hana is if you actually benefit. Yetzer is if you feel this urge to do something. So the animal is just following its urge and being mekashkesh with its ama, just like an animal that gores is sort of following some sort of aggressive urge. O dilma, or maybe we should distinguish, keren kavanasa lahazik. Ha'in kavanasa lahazik. Keren has to intend to damage. Here it's not intending to damage. Right? So what do we say? Teku. Right, we sort of let that question stand, we don't resolve it. So notice, it sounds like our Gemara is raising the question of, do we care about Kavanasa Lahazik or not in defining something as Karen? It sort of puts that as an open question. Do we say it depends on whether it's Karen, on whether it's Kavanasa Lahazik or not, or this other factor of Yetzer, the Yetzer forcing it, which, you know, you can try to connect to the question of whether it's Urche or not Urche. It's not exactly clear how that ties in, but we'll see the Rishonim discuss this. So let's look at, here's source 15, the Shita Mekubetzes, which is also going to quote the Riva once again. O Dilma, Karen Kavanasa Lahazik, right? The logic was, Karen intends to damage. Kishkesh Ba'amasa doesn't intend to damage, so maybe that's a distinction. Maybe we would say it's not like Karen. Hiksha Riva. So the Riva raises the following question. Maika Savar, what are we holding this Gemara? What's going on? What are we thinking? If it's normal for an animal to do this, that's regel, right? Like, you know, what's the standard animal nature? Is mikashkesh ba'amasa normal? So then it's regel. And who cares if it doesn't intend to damage? It should just be regel. The ilav urche, if it's unusual, hainu karen. That should be karen because it's unusual. It's mishuna. Simple question, right? Basically, what's the logic behind this question? Who does this question / havamina in the Riva sound a lot like? Either it's Mishuna and then it's Karen, or it's Orche and it's Regel. That's like Tosfos. The Riva says, let me project Tosfos onto our sugya. It doesn't make any sense because either it's normal or it's not normal. Either it's Regel or it's Karen. There should be no question. It's just, you just decide if it's normal or not, and then you have your answer. V'afilu ein kavanas lahazik, right? And it doesn't matter if it's kavanas lahazik or not. So why are you even bringing up kavanas lahazik? V'afilu ein kavanas lahazik lichayiv kan amrina gami tarnagol shoshid rosha l'klis chuchis. Another unusual case, a chicken sticks its head into a glass utensil and it breaks it. Ho mishuneh hu michayiv chatzi nezek. It pays half damage because it's mishuneh. So it should be the same thing here. V'afal gav lo michayiv lahazik, even though it's not intending to damage. So he's saying, according to Tosfos, if we have a Tosfos, you know, a Tosfos cup and apply it here, either it's Urche and you're Chayav, or it's Lav Urche, Mishuneh, and sorry, either it's Urche and it's Regel, or it's Lav Urche, it's Mishuna and it's Karen, and figure out if it's Rosh Hashanah, you know. Kamas Lazik should be irrelevant. Why is the Gemara raising that? Right. So what is the answer? Well, it's that's the distinction. The Gemara is trying to say the distinction, right? By Karen, it's Kavanas Lahazik. Here, it's not. But the Riva is asking, who cares? Okay, so by Kishka Ba'amasa, it's not Kavanas Lahazik. So what? So what? It's still Mishunah. It's still Mishunah. Or it's not Mishunah. But either way, it shouldn't matter. Meaning, this is Tosfos' view that if you hold, as we paskin, that Chatzi Nezek is Knas, that therefore Karen is about Mishunah, Kavanas Lahazik is irrelevant. So why is our Gemara even talking about Kavanas Lahazik? So here he answers, V'nir lo lefarish, right? The Riva saw fit to explain. The Kishkesh be'amasav chashuv leki urche al yidei yitzro. It is urche. This is normal based on the yitzro. The yitzro, the urge to be mekashkesh be'amasav. That makes this urche, normal action. V'hainu tekamar midi dehavya Karen mu'edes. That's why your Gemara compares this to Karen. What Karen is it comparing to? Karen mu'edes. Karen after you become mu'ad, where that is your nature. It is normal. Right? Everyone agrees that a Karen, that an ox the fourth time after it's mu'ad, that's normal. Because it's now proven itself that it's normal for it to gore. So we're comparing this to that and that they're both urche. The chayve nezek. The chayve nezek shalim. You pay full damage. Mishum the urche hu al yidei yitzro. That's one option. So do we compare Kishkesh Ba'amasa to a Karen Muad, where it's Urche and your Chayiv Nezek Shalim? O Dilma, Karen Muedes V'chulei, Kavanas Lahazik. Or maybe we say, this is not like Karen Muad, because Karen Muad intends to damage. This doesn't intend to damage. Hi, Afagav De Urche Hu, Ali De Yitzro, it's normal, because it's based on its Yitzer, its urges, which makes it normal. Lo Dam Yila Karen, all the Enkavanas Lahazik, it's not intending to damage. Now the key words, Avala Olam, Pshitale, De L'Regel Hudamya. It's obviously Regel. It's at the very least, this is Regel. Why is this at the very least Regel?
Urche.
So then what's the question? According to Tosfos, there's no. If it's Regel, that's it. It's Regel. What's the question then? What are we trying to say?
We're trying to say that it's multifactorial.
Right, exactly. We're trying to say it's Regel, but maybe even though it's Regel, it can also be Chayav in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim as Karen. Maybe it's Regel and Karen, right? You sort of have aspects of both, and maybe that would mean you're Chayev Nezek Shalem in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you're Chayev Chatzi Nezek in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or maybe even if it's, right, he wants to say, actually in this case, you'd be Chayev Nezek Shalem in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Maybe this is like Karen Muad, right? So we know it's Urche, right? So you're not going to be Chayev Chatzi Nezek, because it's Urche, it's normal. This animal, it's normal for this animal to be Mekashkesh Be'amasa. The question is it normal as a form of Karen, or is it only normal as a form of Regel? It's at least Regel, but maybe it's even Karen Muad. Right? So what does that mean? If you think about it, and I'll finish reading the end of the line in a second, if you think about it, it means there's two separate questions here. One question is it Urche or not? If it's Urche, you're going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. If it's Lav Urche, you're going to be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. That's one question. The other question is this Karen or is this Regel? And that will determine whether it's Chayev in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if it's Karen, or only in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, if it's Regel. And he managed to split up these two questions. For Tosfos, they're all connected, right? Karen is Chatzi Nezek Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and everywhere else, whereas Regel is Nezek Shalim, but only in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And those are all connected, and it's all about Urche versus Mishuneh. For the Riva, there's two separate questions. There's Mishuneh or not. Mishuneh or Urche. If it's Mishuneh, it's Chatzi Nezek. If it's Urche, it's Nezek Shalim. Then there's the question of, is this Regel or is this Karen? What makes something Karen? What do we say in our Gemara here? Kavanos Lahazik, maybe, is what makes it Karen. And so if it's not Kavanos Lahazik, maybe you'd only be Chayav in Arushas Hayachid, because it's really Regel and not Karen. But you're definitely Chayev Nezek Shalem if you're going to be Chayev, because it's not Mishuneh. Right? So these factors are separated. Mishuneh or not determines chatzi nezek or nezek shalem, and keren or regel determines where you're chayev. But he seems to separate these points. Let me just read the last line, and then we'll do questions. Avla olam pshita leidu l'regel hu damya hol v'lo havi urche ela al yidei yitzro. It's definitely regel. It's urche only through yitzro, but it's still, that's enough to make it at least regel. But maybe it's even like keren. That's the suffix in the Gemara that doesn't get resolved. We're not sure how exactly to classify this, but definitely it's nezek shalim because it's not mishuneh at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a physiological impossibility. I mean, to understand the basics of an animal, we haven't evolved that far up in the past 2,000 years. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For an animal to just an ox to walk along the street and for to extend to some extraordinarily abnormal, fantastic.
Definitely unusual, yeah. Right, Gamla Pircha, yeah.
Gamla Pircha. And then to build around it, I just can't even...
So I think at least my approach to this is we're trying to understand the theory, and the Gemara and the Mishnah will often come up with cases that sound fantastical or unlikely with the goal of getting at the theory.
But why can't we do the theory with what we have, whether it's Zuki Dark or Shalai? Look, this is exactly what happens in real life, that rather than creating a straw man, something that doesn't exist and hasn't existed and never will.
I hear. I don't know. I have to admit, I'm not... not much of a coward, so I'm not a cowherd, right? So I'm not a cowboy. It's not my. So I can't really say too much. Yeah, it's a good question. Someone, you know, if we were studying the history of these cases, we'd try to figure out how it might happen. But, Nunu. Yeah. Yeah.
You were saying that if it's orche, that determines whether it's chayav
nezek shalem, at the very least, the orche versus mishuneh is nezek shalem versus chatzi nezek. Then there's the question of which av nezikin is it.
Okay, so why are you boxing? You're already boxing yourself in, meaning that even making that choice already is limiting.
What do you mean?
Why do you do that one first? I think meaning that there might be cases where you might decide orche or lav orche first, and then decide nezek shalom or not nezek shalom. And there might be other cases where what I'm getting at is when I said multifactorial, each case has to be judged individually to see which characteristics it has, which are more dominant, which are less dominant, which might force us to answer one question before. It might not go in the same order that you.
Right, you're suggesting that's like a holistic, there's a bunch of factors, and if you have enough of them, you push in this direction. If you have not enough, you push in that direction. It sounds like, I hear that. It sounds like what the Riva is saying is, at least in this case is an interesting one, because one issue is a suffix, the other issue is resolved the way he sets it up. He says, we know that it's urche, and therefore we know that you're going to be paying full damage. And the only question is, you know, keren or regel. So at least here, that seems clear. And we'll see. We're going to look at the Rambam right now. If the Rambam seems to fit with a similar logic, then we'd have confirmed this view among two Rishonim. I mean, if you find me other cases where he says otherwise, then we can consider that.
Now you just brought up another point that maybe the fact that he's starting from there because that's not a suffix. So it's easy to start with something that's definite.
Could be.
And then work from there, as opposed to starting with the suffix, which already puts you behind the eight balls.
It could be, but it does sound like he's trying to draw a contrast between himself and Tosfos.
Oh, agree. Right. Tosfos is...
It's all or nothing. Tosfos is all or nothing. Yeah. This is definitely more complex. Look, are there more factors that aren't in these Rivas? Could be. Like, find me more Rivas and we can discuss. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the Rambam now. And I selected here four halachos in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Perek Aleph. So... relevant to what we've been doing, and hopefully this will give a picture of how the Rambam understands the definition of Keren. Kol nefesh chaya shi birshuso shel adam, any living animal that's in a person's control, Sheizika habaylim chayavim. If the animal damages, the owners need to pay. Chayavim l'shalem. Sharei mamonam hizik. Because their money, something they own, damaged. Shenemar ki govshor ishishor euva mes, etc. That's the psukim about one shore damaging another, and you pay chatzi nezek. But it's the classical example. Echad hashor, the echad shar behema chayeva of, right? Not just an ox, all sorts of other animals. That's how he started off. It's based on the Medrash Halacha that says that lo dibra kasev b'shor ela behoveh. Shor is just an example. But this is not talking about any av nezikin in particular, it seems. It seems anything involving your animal, right? Karen, Shane, Regal, it sounds like they're all in the boat. Sheharei mamonam hizik, that's the principle here in Halacha Aleph. Okay, so that's like the big, the klal, the super category. V'kama mishalim, so how much do you pay? Im hizika bidvarim shedarka la'asosam tamid kiminhag briyasa. If it's doing things that it's normal to do this all the time, like it's like the nature of its creation, right? If this is a normal thing to do, kigon. Behema sh'achla teveno amir, right? Animal eats animal food. Oshe zika biraga kaderach hilucha, or it walks and damages. So that's, we'd normally call that a classical case of shein, a classical case of regel. Chayev l'shalim nezik shalim min ha'yafeh shebin ha'chasav. You pay full damage, min ha'yafeh, right from the idis, as in our first Mishnah. Shenemar meitav sedeh meitav kamar yishalim. So that's a normal, that's kedarka. If the animal does something weird, does actions that it's not normal to do all the time, and damages in that way, kigon, shor shenagach, onasha, the ox gores or bites. Chayv l'shalim chatzi nezek, miguf hamazik. You only pay chatzi nezek from the body of the damager, meaning you can't pay more than the damaging animal is worth. He quotes the pasuk of chatzi nezek, or you take the two animals, the damaging animal and the damaged animal, you sell both of them, and then you split the proceeds, which is the equivalent of chatzi nezek. So what's interesting here is the Rambam doesn't say Karen versus Shane Rego. He's not getting into the knas point here just yet. I mean, I think he paskins that it's a knas, but for him it's not going to make a difference for us because he's not Tosfos. But what he goes out of his way to say this is the difference between darka and shinsa and mishune, right? And if it's mishune, what do you pay? Chatzi nezek. If it's darka, you pay nezek shalim. He didn't say anything about rishus harabim or not rishus harabim. Now, if we jump to halacha ches, hizika rishus harabim. If the animal damages in the public domain or a domain of a third party, right, not belonging to either of them, or belonging to both of them. But the point is, they're on equal standing. It's a place where people leave their stuff and animals. It's a bika, it's a valley, whatever. It's an open space for everyone, or for the two parties equally. Im b'shein v'regel, hizika kedarka. Now, right, he says, if it's Shane or Regel, Kedarka, then you're putter. What's the logic for why you're putter? You have permission to walk there. Right? It's not like I go into, my animal goes into your field and damages your animal or stuff. It's in a place that, you know, everyone's allowed to walk, and my animal's acting normally in a place it's allowed to go. Of course it's exempt. Just 1 second, because right, it's Shane or Regel, it's gonna be exempt. It's normal for an animal to walk normally and eat and break things as it's walking normally. That's normal. That's definitionally normal behavior. And you can't hold an animal responsible for normal behavior in a place it's allowed to go. So that's category one. On the other hand, in nagfa, o ravtsa, o banta, o nashcha. You may remember these cases. These are the av and toldos of Karen. Right? If it gores or pushes or crouches or kicks or bites, im tamahi mishalim chatzi nezek. The imu edes mishalim nezek shalim. This is clearly Karen. The Rambam takes the classical categories of Karen. After in part one, he had Shane and Regel. Part two, he has Karen and all of its toldos. If you do that, you pay chatzi nezek as a tam. And if it's muad, you pay nezek shalim. But what's he implying here? You pay where? Where are you paying? And there's just a rabbim. So notice, now of course, it's a standard case of Karen will be Mishuna. And a standard case of Regel or Shein will be Urche. But notice that the Rambam is very clear about how he's defining each of these categories. In Halacha Beis, he's very clear that it's about if it's Darko, you pay Nezek Shalim. If it's Mishuna, you pay Chatzi Nezek. And in Halacha Ches, he says, if it's Shein or Regel, then you don't pay in Rosh Hasharabim. Whereas if it's Karen, you do pay in Rosh Hasharabim. How much? Half, because that's normally what you pay for Karen, but not necessarily. And the best proof to that is Halacha Yud Aleph. Just finish the we'll finish the Rambam, and then we'll discuss. So Halacha Yud Aleph, our favorite case of Kishkishav is Nava, right? The different wagging the tail and wagging the male organ will both be featured in this halacha. Kishkishav is Nava, Kishkush Rav, a big wagging of the tail. She'ein Darka Tamid, it doesn't usually do this because that's unusual. V'hizika Brishus Harabim. Oh, Shekishkishav Gitchela Brishus Harabim. Right, it wags its male organ in the public domain. V'hizika and it damages Pater. It's pure Pater. Okay, but it's going to be more complicated. V'im Tafas Hanizak Gove Chatzin Nezek. Mimasha tafas. You're putter, but if you're gove means you, right, the court won't enforce it. Right, let's say, my ox does this and it damages your property $100. So the court's not going to do anything. The court's going to say you're exempt. But if you go and seize $100 of my assets, right, because you said your ox damaged my thing $100, I'll take $100. Then we go to Bezdin. Bezdin says, you know what, you can keep 50 of the $100 that you seized. $50, half of the damage, half of the $100 damage that was done, you can keep the 50 because you seized it. This is, remember, the Gemara said it was teku. The Rambam generally paskins by teku that Beis Din doesn't get involved. So if no one does anything, Beis Din won't collect. If you collect, Beis Din will say, you can keep it. Right? It's Beis Din sort of lets it stand, literally teku, right? Let it stand. Beis Din doesn't get involved. So what are the options? It's a suffix whether you owe $0 or whether you owe chatzi nezek, right? That's why Beis Din will either not make you pay anything, or if you seize it, if the person seizes it, they'll have them pay half, right? They'll return the other half. So the suffix is, are you chayev chatzi nezek or are you chayev nothing in this case? Okay. V'im tafas nezek go v'chatzi nezek v'masha tafas. Then the Rambam explains, sheze adavar suffix hu, im elu tolos hakeren shechayv lebrishus harabim o tolos haregel shepater lebrishus harabim kosh biyarn. What's the suffix? The suffix is this keren or regel? Because it's right. It's definitely lo kedar. This is definitely unusual. So there's no havamina that you're chayv nezek shalom. But why not? The answer is there's no havamina because it's clearly lo kedarka. Since it's Mishuneh, so it's maximum going to be Chatzi Nezek. The only question is it considered Karen, in which case you'd be Chayev in the Rosh Harabim, or is it considered Regal, in which case you're Pater in the Rosh Harabim, right? But it seems from the Rambam here, the way he reads the case, is that the Suffolk is over, and he says explicitly, the Suffolk is whether it's Karen or Regal, but definitely it's only Chatzi Nezek, presumably because it's Mishuneh, right? These things seem to correlate.
The possibility that
you could have Mishuneh Regel. That's, if it's Regel, you'd be Pater. In this case, if it's Regel, you'd be Pater. But it sounds like, theoretically, the Rambam would be open to that sort of scenario, right? We know for a fact that the Riva is open to these ideas, but it seems from this like the Rambam might be open to it as well. You had a comment, yeah.
Two questions. In Halacha Ches, the Rambam talks about the Chatzer She'eino Shoshen. It's a private
mm-hmm,
field.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the same Halacha, he says it's just Kedarko. Why shouldn't it be another Shoshen? He just went through somebody else's field completely.
Because he didn't damage the other person's field. He damaged... Right, if my ox damages your ox in a third party's field,
you're not talking about damaging the other person's field.
Right, if it's in the other person's field itself, then you'd be chayev for regel nezek shalom.
The notion is interesting. take. So basically, according to the Rambam, Beis Din doesn't get involved. But Beis Din does get involved in part upon at the tail end, where somebody comes in and says, you know what, I'm doing a self-evaluation. I'm saying it's $100 worth of damage, and I'm going to engage in self-help. I'm going to seize by force, by stealth, however, $100. And then Beis Din gets involved.
Right, right.
So rather than coming in at the beginning and saying, let's go through an evaluation process and say...
Because according to the Rambam, the Beis Din can't decide whether it's Shein or Rego. Because the Rambam is like paralyzed.
So matter. At the tail end, if they're allowing this guy to make his own determination...
Well, with limits. With limits. Meaning, Beis Din knows there's two possible outcomes here. Either you're chayiv zero or you're chayiv half. They're not going to choose which one of those, but they will intervene if someone collects all of it. Then they're going to say, wait a second, you can only collect up to half. But they're not going to choose which one, which approach to take.
They get to it, but they're saying half, because if it's zero, Beis Din could have said zero. But if I say
they're not going to force zero or half. If someone seizes the assets, they'll make sure they don't seize more than what they potentially are owed. Yeah, it's a whole, you know, it's a very interesting siman in Shulchan Aruch, all about all of these issues, a very big sugya, much larger than what we have here. This is just one example of it. But it's very interesting, like, philosophically, right? The idea that the court won't get involved as long as you're working within the ambit of the legitimate halachic views. If you want to go beyond that, then they will get involved. There's all sorts of other scenarios there. It's a really fascinating siman. So maybe for another time. Okay, just one thought in terms of this view of the Riva and possibly also the Rambam, just to think about the logic behind it. Because what's the view? The idea is if it's Mishuna, you're only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. If it's Darko, you're Chayiv Nezek Shalim. And then the question of Keren versus Regel or Shein, that Keren, you're Chayiv only. You're Chayiv also in Rishus Rabim, whereas Shein and Regel, you're Chayiv everywhere. What's the logic here? So if we think about it, right, and we've discussed this quickly in the past, there's sort of two different aspects on animals being chayiv nezek. There's what the animal did, and there's the owners watching the animal, right? Those are sort of the two sides of the coin. Whether the animal is doing keren or shein regel, that's more about the animal, right? The animal functions, if the animal is allowed to go around in the Rishus HaRabim, it's allowed to function normally. Functioning normally includes Shein and Regel. But what it's not allowed to do is to do aggressive things. Kavanaso lahazik things, that it's not allowed to do. It's allowed to eat. It's allowed to scratch its back. It's allowed to walk around. But it's not allowed to do aggressive things. And that's why it'll be putter for Shein and Regel. But it'll be chayav for Keren because it's kavanaso lahazik. That makes a lot of sense. Let's think about the other factor. The difference between Mishuneh and Darko. And, right, we seem to say that Mishuna Yerchayiv Chatzi Nezek, Darko Yerchayiv Nezek Shalim. What's the basis of that? Well, let's think about that from the perspective of the owner. If I'm the owner, I'm expected to guard my ox from doing things that I can expect. Right, if it's doing something unusual, okay, fine, maybe I'll still pay half, but maybe that's not even, you know, I'm not really fully culpable for that. Maybe that's a knas. Or maybe it's just a lower level mammon. But the point is, I'm less culpable for something unusual because I had no reason to expect it. I, as the owner, had no reason to expect it, and that's why we might have that difference between Darko and Mishuna. That may play itself out in terms of the culpability of the owners, right? So the two factors could be, again, just to restate, if it's a question of the animals. Is the animal doing what it's supposed to be doing or not? That's an issue of Shein Regel versus Keren. Shein and Regel are what the animal is supposed to be doing. It has the right to do that. Keren, it has no right to do. To be Kavanasa Lahazik, you have no right doing that. And that's why you're Chayev for Keren in Rishus HaRabim. The other question of Mishuneh or not is about how much the owners are to blame for overseeing their shore. If it's something to be expected, they should absolutely watch that, and they're fully culpable. If it's something unexpected, okay, they're at least half culpable. But you can see why Misvara, the logic behind the Riva, would split it up in those ways. We're not going to do this now. Maybe we'll save it for another time. But if we had more time, the first piece in Rav Shimon Shkap on Bava Kamma, the last page and a half here, goes into great detail about Nezikin in general, not just the animal Nezikin, but also boar, as on the issue of whether it's about the fact that it's owned by you, or whether it's your lack of shmira, your lack of guarding it that makes you culpable, which is maybe the biggest hakira in all of Nezikin. According to the Riva, the two go together. They're both relevant. They're each relevant in their own way, but they're both part of defining how responsible you are for your animal and when you're responsible for your animal. Whereas, and maybe the Rambam agrees with him, whereas as we saw for Tosfos, it's much simpler than that. There's two different boxes. It's either Mishune, that's Karen, or it's Darko, that's Shane and Regel, or Regel and Shane is similar. You choose your path, and that's how it is, unless you hold Chatzi Nezek is Mamon, in which case Karen is all about Kavanasa Lahazik and has nothing to do at all with Mishune. So Tosfos really wants to say the Machlokes, you choose a side, one way or the other, whereas the Riva has an integrated view between applying both factors in different scenarios.